Indiana Department of Transportation officials have opened bids for Bloomington's 4546 bypass expansion project. But as WFIU's Regan McCarthy reports in the first of a two-part series, the road to the highway's improvement has been a bumpy one.
The 4546 bypass behind me is a major thoroughfare for Bloomington drivers leaving and entering the city. The bypass connects Indiana University's campus to developing areas of town like Bloomington's Technology Park and Lake Monroe. But congestion on the highway is causing problems. Commuters are frustrated by the time they're forced to wait during peak traffic periods, sometimes sitting through three or more light cycles at a time, which is exactly why the road is slated for improvement. But City Planning Director Tom Makuta says that improvement has been a long time in coming.
There have been two principal reasons why the project has been delayed. Funding. State, local, and national governments are all dealing with funding shortfalls. They do have the funding in place at this point, which was very uncertain a couple of years ago. The other reason that there were delays is there have been direct discussions between the city, Indiana University, and NDOT regarding what this project ultimately would be designed to look like.
Dollars earmarked from the Major Moves Initiative have cleared up concerns about financing the project, but even after nearly two decades of discussion, disagreement about the project's final design continues to be a major topic of contention in the community. City officials say they've worked with NDOT engineers to design a road better suited to the needs of the community. Makuta says Mayor Mark Cruzan lobbied for improvements like a bike path following the entirety of the road and a pedestrian underpass at 7th Street. And in fact, Cruzan says, for the most part, the city's suggestions to make the road more bike and pedestrian friendly were incorporated. Except, that is, for one. Cruzan said in his State of the City address earlier this year he'd hoped NDOT's final plans would include a pedestrian overpass, a suggestion Cruzan says Indiana University officials asked NDOT to deny. IU Vice President for Capital Projects and Facilities Tom Morrison says that's because of aesthetics, as well as for safety reasons. Morrison says he's worried building a steep incline to get over the road would result in pedestrians and bicyclists hurrying across the intersection as the light changes, rather than bothering to hike up the hill.
One of the things that I've learned in this business is that evaluating pedestrian safety and traffic safety is the job of engineers who know that business. And having said that, is one of the things that we know when we get into those studies, everybody brings their own personal thought of, well, that'll work. And we always want to say, wait, there are people who do this, you know, for a living.
But some residents, like City Council member Steve Volin, disagree.
The arguments made by engineers about, well, we do this for safety, they're not context sensitive. They are designing the road all too often in a vacuum without a practical thought as to how the community will interact with the road.
Volin hosted a series of community design meetings in which he encouraged community members to tweak and critique NDOT's design plans. Volin says the problem with NDOT's design as it stands is that it no longer bypasses the city, but rather runs right through it. Meeting-goers wanted a road design that better reflected that, saying they'd like to see narrower lane widths to slow down traffic and more pedestrian-activated crosswalks. Volin even showed his plans to state officials at an NDOT open house in Bloomington. But by that time, NDOT spokesperson Will Wingfield says the date had passed for making major design changes.
As far as changes go, this project has been discussed for a number of years, the better part of two decades at this point. So at some point we have to move from discussion to action, and that's where we're moving.
And even some detractors, like Jesse Rome, admin for the Facebook group Bloomington Residents Opposed to the Bypass Plan, have begun to ease their opposition.
People are getting tired of it, and I think in some way for a while we thought, you know, well, if we can just keep putting it off, maybe the money will run out.
Officials are expected to award bids next week, with construction starting as early as June 14th and running through November 2012. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.